Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
Well, I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Hour number two, Wednesday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. You know, a new poll has come out, Rasmussen, one of the few polls I do believe. Rasmussen poll has come out. For the first time across the board, Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden. That's good news. I think if we really dug into all these other polls and they were honest, we would all agree Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden by such a large margin. I mean, we saw that in 2016 against Hillary Clinton, but some of these polls are skewed and they lie. But at least Rasmussen's coming out with a legitimate poll, which I think we all know. Just look at the boat parades. Look at the events he holds. I mean, come on. I mean, I think people are on the Trump train with good reason. So why did ABC ambush President Trump with the town hall last night? I mean, that's the real question we got to ask ourselves. Did you see that? It was disgusting. It was despicable. There was a couple people in there I would have liked to slap into next week. Yeah, there's a couple people in there I would have loved to slap into next week. Disrespectful towards the president, telling him to stop talking while they were asking a question. They would have never done this to Obama. This town hall, which was moderated by Frodo himself, George Stepanepanepanepanepanopoulos, who is obviously a ass sniffer of the Clintons, because that's what he's always been, was a disgusting disgrace. But if this is what we want in American politics, I guess you got it. Because the thing that I can tell you is this, at least Donald Trump had the guts to come on for 90 minutes and field tough questions and deal with some major disrespect, because you and I both know Joe Biden would have never done it. My God, Joe Biden will not even answer an invitation from Chris Wallace for an interview. But we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden can deal with Putin, that Joe Biden can deal with North Korea. Joe Biden can't even deal with the press. Did you see this ambush? This was in Pennsylvania, and it was supposed to be, it was marketed and advertised as uncommitted Pennsylvania voters. Uncommitted. They were committed, friends. Did you watch it? Did you hear the most ridiculous questions being asked of this president? Some of the most disgusting, disrespectful questions. There was one moment, though, that I think it shocked everybody, and again, it blows back up onto the left's face when a Hispanic woman took her mask off and, you know, broken language a little bit, you know, crying, and someone in her family member, one of her family members died of COVID-19, I believe it was the case, and so the president, you know, is listening, and you could literally see the empathy from the president of this woman. In fact, he goes on to say, take your time, honey. It's okay. We'll give you as much time as you need. So many people have commented on that, that they saw a real empathetic, sympathetic side to the president. So what ABC tried to do to throw Donald Trump under the bus again backfired. My God, is this the real Teflon Don? I mean, seriously, is this the real Teflon Don? It sure as hell was, because I'll tell you this, that's the man I want in for another 4 years. Because this guy can take on anything. He sat for 90 minutes. Do you think he didn't know that he was going to be ambushed? Do you think that he probably didn't suspect, because ABC was moderating this thing, that there were going to be really committed voters in Pennsylvania that were for Biden, not uncommitted. And that's what it was. You had political activists, committed supporters for Joe Biden, and tried to throw Donald Trump under the bus. They tried to make him look like he didn't care about America, that he screwed up the coronavirus, that he is a homophobe, that he is a xenophobe, that he's a racist, that, and it didn't work. It didn't work. You know why? Because Donald Trump gave a truth. And, you know, George Stephanopoulos. I mean, this guy, what a disgusting little critter he is. I mean, what a disgusting little critter George Stephanopoulos is. Disgusting little critter correcting the president, arguing with the president. This is the president of the United States. If you don't like him, if you don't agree with him, you better damn well respect the office. But guess what? They don't respect the office. They would have never done this crap to Obama. Like when Obama was running against John McCain and Rick Warren, the pastor of Saddleback Church in Orange County, asked Obama about his Christianity, you know he was lying through his frickin' teeth. When he asked him about pro-life versus pro-choice, you know he was lying through his teeth. He lied and lied and lied. And guess what? They allowed him to go through with the lie. The press, even Bill O'Reilly, on Fox News at the time when he interviewed Barack Obama, threw him respect. Something that the so-called journalists of today don't know how to do. But the president handled himself well. There's no question. Did you see this? Did you see the utter disrespect on this ambush? But I'll tell you this. When you really look at the truth and you look at people that watch this, really people that are uncommitted, that really were trying to take this serious, more and more and more are saying the president was treated unfairly. The president handled things well. And this was all unnecessary propaganda. But you know what this was good for? I'll tell you what this was good for. I hope Joe Biden was watching this. I hope Joe Biden was watching this, because at the end of the day, this was great preparation for the debate. If Joe Biden even shows up on September 29th, great preparation for the debate that will be happening, because Donald Trump, look, he had to answer the tough questions. Did you see the one woman that basically was asking him a question and he tried to answer, and then she says, stop. Don't interrupt me. I'm talking. You know what? Shut your big fat mouth. That's what I would have said. See, I would never make it as the president, because I'd say, you know what? Shut your big mouth. Shut your pie hole, whale. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. I don't care. I don't care if you don't like what I just said. I would have said that because I'm sick and tired of this happening. And nobody calls it out. Everybody wants just to be nice. Oh, it's okay. You know, let's turn the other cheek. Let's just turn the other cheek, brother. Brother, turn the other cheek. I'm not ready to turn the other cheek. I want to pull my sword. Maybe I just need to be prayed for. This is incredible to me. But I'll tell you this. Oh, and I've got a whole list. I've got a whole list of people on social media that's going to give me extreme pleasure when Trump wins November 3rd with an electoral landslide. It's going to give me great pleasure just to go on their Facebook post, on their Instagram post, on Twitter, on Parler, and on this microphone and say, you see, I told you that it's going to give me great pleasure. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Did you see the town hall last night on how disgusting, you know, some of the headlines out there, like with CNN says, Trump fumbles during tough encounter with undecided voters. He didn't fumble. He's been saying the same things. You know, people are asking him, Mr. President, why did you lie to us? Why did you underplay the virus? Look, the truth of the matter is the president has made it very clear. He didn't want panic. He didn't want chaos. I mean, would you expect anything less? Dr. Fauci, one of our last calls in the last hour, said it brilliantly. When Dr. Fauci was asked about how Donald Trump has handled this, he did answer impressive. He did. I mean, don't you remember? And Governor Cuomo was basically giving President Trump kudos, because in the beginning, when Governor Cuomo was scared to death, like a scared rabbit, when all this was going on in New York, he was asking for everything from the federal government, ventilators. He was asking for the mercy ship to get sent. Trump sent everything, sent money, sent supplies, built hospitals that weren't even used. Do you remember? Built multi-million dollar hospitals there in the city of New York. They weren't even used. 70 people used them. But then after it all starts going better, and Cuomo stops being a scared rabbit, he starts throwing Donald Trump under the bus. But people will remember. I'll remind you. See, I'll continue to remind you until this election of who's the truth teller and who's the liar, because I remember everything. And we get everything on tape. We have everything in our files. We know who's telling you the truth and who's lying and who's pandering. And Biden and the left are pandering to Hispanics. They're pandering to black and white women voters to try to scare you. See, they are panderers. They are not uniters. They are dividers. But the president, I think, held his own, spoke the truth. Look, I mean, my God, people were going crazy for toilet paper. So if the president would have said some things that would have even distinctly, even remotely, got you scared, more scared than you were back in these early days of the pandemic in March, do you think it would have been worse on the run on toilet paper and Lysol and on hand sanitizer? You couldn't find meats. You couldn't find canned foods. I mean, things were getting wiped off of shelves. People were on back order. You remember that? Don't you remember that? It wasn't that long ago. So just imagine if the president would have said something even remotely to give you mass panic, what we would have dealt with in this country. Be smart, for God's sakes. And now we go to our busy calls. Ronald, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Steve, I love our president, and I'm going to vote for him, but I don't know who's running this campaign. It was no need for him to go on that, to go there for that town hall yesterday. It's no need for him to do. These polls are garbage, Steve. If you don't know September 16th, 2020, who you voting for between, it's an absolute, by now, Steve, everybody knows who they voting for. It may be a small percentage, maybe 2-3% that's undecided. I'm not, everybody, I don't know, Mr. President, you don't have to sell yourself. We know you're a great president. You didn't have to do that. I don't know who's running this campaign. He didn't have to do that last. I don't know why in the world he went on that show with Stephanopoulos, and I don't know why he did it.
Well, I'll tell you this, and you know, and I appreciate the call him up on break, but you know, my own producer asked me that earlier. He said, you know, why do you think the president did that? He didn't have to do it. And I told him this, because the president's a badass, and he's not afraid. And I would have expected the president to do that. I'd expect any president to do that. See, the president's the president of all people, not just the people that are going to vote for him. So even though these were undecided, uncommitted, so they say, which we already know that's a lie, the president has no problem going into a gunfight. And he did. And he handled it beautifully. That's why. And he's showing America the resilience of what we are and who we are as a country and what the office of the presidency means. That's why. And it shows America, again, even if it's just confirmation, that we want a tough, competent, focused leader that can deal not only with domestic issues, but with foreign policy issues, as opposed to a bumbling Biden. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Show 702-257-5396. Drinkrealwater.com, the sponsors of this half hour. I had to drink some real water during the break. I got a little heated because I'm going to tell you something. I think the disrespect that goes on in this country is ridiculous. But real water is something that I've been drinking for almost 2 years. I cannot begin to tell you how it's affected me in a positive way. Number one, it just tastes great. Number two, it hydrates me like never before, like nothing else I've ever had. But I've been literally able to get off sodas and other drinks that I would drink, and I just drink real water pretty much every day. I think it's the alkalinity, but it's beyond that, because real water is beyond alkalinity. It's infused with negative ions. The science behind alkalinity and negative ions is incredible. I know it has helped my immune system, and right now that's key. Let's just be intellectually honest. I used to get sinus infections. I get earaches every year. And all I can say is that since I've been putting real water in my diet, I have yet to suffer from any of these things. Now, look, that's my testimony. I'm sticking to it. But I know that real water is the only bottled water in America that can say it's beyond alkalinity with negative ions, with proprietary technology. I'm just, that's a fact. Birthed out of Las Vegas and available at Terrible Hearst, Costco, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Amazon, or you can simply go to drinkrealwater.com and take advantage of the Steve Sanchez special. That's 4 5-gallon bottles of water delivered to your home or office for $20. That's it. 4 5-gallon bottles of water delivered to your home or office, $20. Simple. Go to drinkrealwater.com, ask for the Steve Sanchez special, or you can simply give them a call. And please, please, I love the feedback when I get it. When you start drinking it, your family starts drinking it, give me the feedback on how good you feel, because I know you will. I know I do. All right, we've got a lot of calls on hold. I want to go ahead and get back to business here regarding the town hall, the ambush, which really it was. You know, it's funny. There's one thing I want to say in particular before I go back to the calls. The president, of course, you knew it was coming. The racism, the police brutality, and CNN's trying to make it sound like, you know, the president just, you know, shrugged off the painful history on race and, you know, argued that there's only a few bad apples in the police. There is only a few bad apples. I mean, if you really look at the overall percentages of the police, there's only a few bad apples. Why are we continuing to try to say that all police are horrible? Now, look, I'll tell you this. And again, I want to say I told you so. My friend, who is a city councilman in Phoenix, his name is Sal DeCiccio. He's been a councilman for a long time, solid guy, very respected in Phoenix, Arizona, put out on his verified page on Facebook this. And I'll read it. And I talked to him today. He said, yes, Steve, please. I want to come on the show. I want to talk about this. But this is what I'll read to you. I have a source who has called me and stated that the shooter from yesterday's incident at the Sandra Day O'Connor building in downtown Phoenix was a declared Black Lives Matter supporter who deliberately set out to kill a police officer, an attempted copycat of the deadly ambush on LA sheriff's deputies. In addition, I have been told that the original target was the main Phoenix police headquarters, which is across the street, very close to the courthouse. This guy set out to kill a cop, and the only reason he didn't succeed was the federal security guard he ended up shooting was wearing body armor. He goes on to say, this isn't an attack just on law enforcement, but every single citizen residing in Phoenix, and is a direct result of fringe groups able to manipulate and control various aspects of our government and media. I agree wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly. I told you. I told you copycats were going to happen. Didn't I tell you yesterday? Didn't I tell you? Now we got Councilman Sal DeCiccio saying, look, I've got sources. Sal DeCiccio, the respected man he is in Phoenix, and I know him well, is not going to put something out publicly like that on his verified Facebook page unless he doesn't have that info. And I told you, there's a war against police. I said it last night. Some people say, you're just irresponsible for saying that. No, you're just stupid for not believing it. And sadly, we saw a glimpse of that last night with the stupid questioning towards the president regarding police brutality and racism. Why aren't we talking about the war that has been activated against the police in this country? The war that has been activated on anybody that is a pro-conservative, pro-patriot, pro-Trump? I mean, pro-police? I mean, let's be honest. That, I told you. You're a target. This is serious stuff. I told you. And the shooter of those LA deputies that are still fighting for their life, still at large, point blank ambush style. Is this now what we're expecting? Is this what we just now have to come to live with? No, I don't think so. So when I hear the people that sound like damn buffoons asking questions of the president, trying to paint him out as a racist and that, you know, cops are horrible, that is an embarrassment, not only to yourself, but to the country. What say you, friends? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Quick break, and when we come back, I promise you, right to the calls we go. Don't go away. Sanchez, hanging out with you. Glad to be here. This half hour being brought to you by the Reagan Gold Group. The two elephants in the room that nobody wants to talk about is stock market volatility and the geopolitical unrest. Look, that wreaks havoc on markets. What does that mean? Your 401ks, your IRAs, your retirement savings, they are in trouble when the market is going in a downward spiral. Most people don't realize that they can take advantage of what I like to call money insurance. Money insurance helps hedge against loss from the stock market. What's money insurance? Physical gold and silver. Reagan Gold Group can help you with physical gold and silver. In fact, they can even go a step further. They can help you have your IRA own physical gold and silver. A lot of people don't realize that an IRA can now hold physical gold and silver. Look, you have insurance on your car in the event of an accident. You have health insurance in the event you get sick. You have fire insurance in the event that your house burns down. Don't you think you need money insurance to hedge and protect your buying power? Of course you do. Reagan Gold Group has a special investors kit just for this audience. You can get that tonight by calling 888-634-1523. Or simply visiting ReaganGoldGroup.com. That's 888-634-1523 or visiting ReaganGoldGroup.com. That free investors kit is tailored for you. It's a blueprint. It gives you a, well, what I like to call a pre-election evaluation, because well, the election's around the corner. And if the markets go backwards, if we don't like the results on November 4th, you can be financial collateral damage. Reagan Gold Group doesn't want that to happen. Thus, the free pre-election financial evaluation that is inside that free investors kit. 888-634-1523, or you can visit them at ReaganGoldGroup.com. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. We've been talking about the town hall, the ambush. Isn't it funny? Peter Strzok, it struck me that Peter Strzok said today that history is going to see him as a patriot defending America against Russian attack on our elections. Good God. I'll tell you, these people have lost their mind, and they really believe they're patriots. I mean, they really do. It's like what movies are made of. You know, like with The Bourne Identity, you know how creepy these people are? They really believe they're the patriots saving America. They don't get it. Sick people, sick, twisted people. What do you think's going to happen, seriously? I mean, what do you really think's going to happen with this election? I mean, you see the polls go in Trump's favor, but you hear all the hate and the mainstream media he is totally up against. I mean, do you have any concerns at all? I mean, some people are feeling those concerns, and that's why the mail-in voting is an issue. It really is. It's a challenge. And that's why if you can get out to the booth to vote, that's what you need to do. Isn't it something, too, that Kamala Harris has slipped up a couple times, even Joe Biden. She was in Vegas yesterday trying to convince Latinos and Hispanics that she's more Hispanic and Latino than President Trump. And I'm a Hispanic. I mean, I think people see through her charade. But she went on to say, and she said it a couple times, that in a Harris administration, this would happen. And I mean, I've told you this from the onset. Biden's a puppet, and they're putting Biden out there because he's been around for a long time. He was Obama's vice president, so they're hoping that that is going to help him and get him into the White House. But really, the whole plan is for Harris to eventually be the president. You know, Biden resigns, she takes over, and then we have a woman more radical and more left than Bernie Sanders. Yeah, I'm telling you. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's always a possibility. And I guess we got to be real careful. All right, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right back to our calls. Charles, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
My brother from another mother.
How are you tonight,
how
my friend?
You,
I'm good.
I'm watching the smoke and the stars. But 2 points for you tonight. I don't know if you caught it or not. I don't know if it was a Freudian slip or just a trial balloon, but both Harris and Biden during the last 2 days have had press conferences, and they called it the Harris-Biden ticket. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was just saying. Yeah, she said it twice. Even, you know, Joe Biden has said it.
Yeah, he said it down in Florida yesterday, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, that just doesn't come off the tongue. They have to be discussing that for that to be fresh on the brain.
Well, it's either that or it's a trial balloon because they're thinking about kicking Biden down as not being competent enough to run, or a sudden illness or whatever they're going to try to pull. But beyond that, did you happen to catch Tucker Carlson and he had the virus from Hong Kong on last night?
I did not.
She's a virologist.
You're talking about the Chinese woman, the Chinese virologist?
Yeah, the one who was saying that it definitely manufactured it. It shows parts of like three different kinds of Wuhan viruses, and it was deliberately sent to the United States.
Yeah. I talked about that in the first hour. I mean, I don't think we're blaming China enough for that. And you know why? Well, because, you know, China wants to take over the world. I don't think we're putting enough blame. Do I think we will, Charles, when Trump gets reelected? Yeah, I do. But yeah, no, in the first hour I mentioned the Chinese virologist who said, yeah, this virus was manufactured in a Wuhan lab. I think everybody knows that, you know, but to hear some confirmations, I hope she stays alive. Others have disappeared that have said other things about that early on. But, you know, why aren't we talking more about this? You know, we're blaming the president. Oh, the president is responsible for the 180,000 deaths. It's the president's fault. He's killed these people. Well, I've got news for you. The president acted swiftly as he was instructed to do. We cannot argue that. We could pretend. We can pretend that Bob Woodward's, interview and his book that is radical, is, you know, gonna somehow, throw the election towards Joe Biden because President Trump just underplayed the virus and doesn't care. Everybody knows that's a lie. The president took the interview. The president knew what he was being asked. The president knew he was being recorded. This isn't like Watergate, man. Like, oh, I gotcha. The president knew. And he's given his explanation, but yet people want to say, oh, he didn't care. He cared more about the economy and more about the stock market. Come on now. Come on now. I mean, when somebody really thinks that, it'd be like for me to say, well, Obama just didn't care about anybody, didn't care about kids with the swine flu. I never would go there. Look, I don't like Obama. I don't agree with any of his policies, but I don't think Obama's a murderer. Now, some will say that's wrong. Well, that's up to you. I just don't think that. I happen to believe that when you're in the office of the presidency, there's a level of respect that you have to have for the office. I was asked this many a times when Obama was the president. Steve, if you were invited to the White House with Barack Obama, would you go? And I said, of course I'd go. They said, you would go after? I said, of course, he's the president of the United States. I'd go. I would continue to be who I am. I would answer his questions with truth. He may not like it. He may never invite me back. He might cuss me out. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I am who I am. I'm not going to lie, or I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm not going to be transparent. But yes, I would go to the president. It's the same thing when sports teams and so forth don't go to the White House when they're invited, like they did with Trump. Well, I'm not going to that racist. They didn't do that to Obama. And I wouldn't expect them to do that to Obama. I wouldn't expect them to do that to Trump. But they do that to Trump, and we've allowed it. The people that love to scream on Fox News, they've allowed it. You know why? Because they haven't done anything about it. They've got a bigger platform than me, and they do nothing about it. They pretend that they are very angry and very upset, but yet they do nothing about it. They don't go on a tangent. They don't expose. They do nothing about it. They talk tough, but they don't walk tough. It's just the truth. All right, Bruce, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
You're welcome. So I think everybody better start buying some food and supplies to get them through at least February, because this violence, the cop shot, even though they're not saying it, a lot of these fires in California, Oregon, and Washington, they're arson. And it's just the beginning. I mean, to me, there's no way they're going to be able to tell who won on November the 3rd. There's too many mail-in ballots out there. They're saying they're fixing them 6 to 17 days later. I don't know where the hell they were that they took 17 days to get back. But, you know, you got ballot collection boxes. Where's the safeguards on those that ballots can't be added to? No one's going to believe the outcome. And you got all these criminals that these district attorneys, you know, that Soros put in, all across the country, they refuse to prosecute. Well, they'll be ready to go for round two, you know, more looting, burning, destruction. And to me, they're like the privateers back in the day of the English and the Spanish. English let the pirates, you know, as long as they were sinking Spanish ships, they could keep all the money they stole. So that's what these guys are like to me.
Yeah, and you know, and I'll tell you, we could possibly have a major chaos. I mean, I appreciate the call, Bruce. You know, I've said this before. When Trump gets reelected, there is going to be chaos. You know that. You know that. Do you remember last time around? I mean, there was some chaos, but it really wasn't chaos. It was more people crying, needing safe spaces, needing blankies, needing stuffed animals. You know, colleges were bringing in puppies for students to pet. I mean, can you believe that? What kind of sick environment are we in? Puppies. Puppies were brought in to grown-ass adults. College kids. Grown adults. They were given blankets. They were given safe spaces and puppies to pet because Donald Trump was elected. Now, if you can't realize how sick that is, you're sick too. I don't know what to say. If you don't think that that's sick and that's disturbing, you're sick too. I just, what do you want me to say? That you're not? It's an election, friends. I could tell you this. If Biden did win, do you really think conservatives are going to take to the street? If Biden won fair and square, forget this mail-in voting stuff. If Biden ran and won fair and square, do you really think conservatives are going to take to the streets and burn buildings down, attack police officers, beat the hell out of people? Do you really think that? Of course, they're not going to do that. Come on now. You know they're not going to do that. These radical, far-left lunatics, there's something programmed in them. I think it's Satan. I'll be honest. I think they're demonic. There's something in them that programs them to do the most outrageous things that I've never seen in my life. I mean, old people getting the hell beat out of them. Old people. Young people that are fit in their 20s punching a man in his 70s in the face, and you're tough. I'd love for you. Oh, God. I'd love for that to happen in front of me if I witnessed that. Oh, God, I would love it. Oh, yeah, someone has to step up and speak up. What do you think? This is just entertainment? You think this is just entertainment? This is real to me. Someone's got to step up. Someone's got to speak up. Someone's got to do something except reading off the paper every night. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back.
Time for talking's over now, I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know. And
you know, this Bob Woodward thing seems to be all the talk of the town. This is where a lot of people at this town hall were getting some of their loaded questions. You know, the so-called uncommitted voters, which we know are not uncommitted. They're committed. So I'm sure by now you've heard about Rage, Bob Woodward's anti-Trump book. Let me tell you this, and I wish the big mainstream media would talk about this, but they don't. There's a pro-Trump book out there. It's called Blitz by David Horowitz. Blitz has been on the New York Times bestseller list for 10 weeks. And again, the mainstream media, they don't talk about it. You know why? Want me to tell you why? Because Blitz exposes the big media people and the secret billionaires who want to stop Trump. It talks about the real agenda of Antifa and the Black Lives Matter. You've got to read Blitz before this election, I'm telling you. You can get it at bookstores, or you can check out the free offer. Pretty easy. Just call 1-800-NEWSMAX, or you can go online to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. Now, if you watch Newsmax TV, you're going to enjoy those shows. I know I do. Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, many more. You can also find Newsmax on the major cable systems now. They're out there. You know, Cox, Charter, Suddenlink, Dish Direct. If you want it for free, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, there are just a few where you can get that. Or like me, I download the free app. You can go to the App Store or Google Play and download Newsmax TV. Watch it for free. But again, free offer, Blitz, the New York Times bestseller by David Horowitz. 1-800-NEWSMAX is how you get that. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. Or you can visit blitz411.com. Look, I'll tell you. It's going to, and you've heard me say this over and over and over. If you think what we're seeing now is pretty atrocious, just wait till we're 30 days out from the election. This is why I'm so excited about the debates. And, you know, I mean, they don't give Trump any credit. The peace deal. I mean, this is a big deal, but you know, because he was able to broker a peace deal with Israel in the Middle East. No, 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 Now. We would rather hail Obama and the Iran nuclear deal. That was the real peace deal. Obama giving billions of dollars to Iran to further their nuclear capacity. That was the real peace deal. That's really. So we're just going to ignore Israel and these other Middle Eastern countries that have come together to have some semblance of peace. I mean, when you look at the fruits of the president, forget the personality, forget the tweets. When you look at the fruits of the president and the administration over the last 3.5 years, it is so hard to argue when you have a great economy for blacks, Hispanics, women, better than it ever has been in the history of, well, taking stats for those groups. You had the greatest economy in a generation. You have more peacetime. Trump didn't start any new wars. I mean, think about this. I mean, my God, he's even rolling out a new healthcare plan before the election, which is supposed to be much better than Obamacare. And I know the ads are out there trying to scare you that Trump's going to rip out Obamacare and take vulnerable health insurance, you know, from the vulnerable, take health insurance away. That's not true. Let's not forget what a disaster Obamacare was and how expensive it is. So when we really look at the truth and we put the personality away and we put the tweets away and we put those things that we may not like, and you look at the actual fruits, what has been done with the administration, it is really hard to argue the successes in 3.5 years versus many, many years of other presidents that always promised something every 4 years and they never delivered. I mean, that's how we have to look at it. So again, trust me, if you think it's atrocious now and it's disgusting and the lies, wait 30 days before the election. September 29th is the debate. I don't know if Joe Biden will show up. I'm telling you, I am anxious for that debate. I would pay pay-per-view prices to see that debate. Because if you think that it was, well, brutal when Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump debated, this is going to be crazy. That's what it's going to be. So, all right, look, I got to bounce out of here. I know there's calls on hold. I couldn't get to you. We will go back to business tomorrow. My friend Ken Thompson is up next with SportsX Radio. Keep it right here. This is Steve Sanchez. Have a great night. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit thestevesanchezshow.com.